Christ is believed and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, and you may be seated.
We've been looking at how God sees us as His children, and we looked at Psalm 127, and we saw that God says we are a gift, we are His generous legacy, we are a reward. And you are still that, no matter your age, no matter your gender, no matter your race, you are still God's best gift. And we want you to know that today, as we're dedicating these children, you too can dedicate yourself to the King of Glory. And you must understand that you are someone supernatural and special in God's sight. Let's continue and pick up with the service.
I got christened as a child. I don't know how old I was, maybe 8 days, 8 months, I don't even know. But I was christened in the denomination I was in with water sprinkled on my head. And my parents took that to mean I'm baptized and I'm saved. It does not mean that. What that should be called is dedication. Dedicating the child to God and the parents to raise a child up in a godly way. Water baptism comes after salvation. He says so in the Bible, and I've got the scriptures all over the show. But water baptism comes after the salvation, and you've got to be at an age to understand, to choose, to accept it or reject it. And then when you get baptized, you've got to choose to do it yourself. I didn't choose. My parents chose for me, and I thank God they did. I thank God that we were on the right path. But it's, don't confuse that with water baptism. That was more a child dedication. Amen. 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 And so, baptism is an act of obedience, like salvation. It's an act of saying, I believe Jesus Christ lived and died that I might live. He took my sin, my punishment, my judgment. He faced off with the devil. He defeated him. And now because He's done that, I believe it. I speak it, and then I get salvation. Then after salvation, He says in Matthew, Mark, in Mark 16, verse 15 says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Then it says, he that believes is saved, if you believe in Jesus Christ, and is baptized. You believe first, and then you get baptized. You understand? So that's not water baptism. So we're going to hold a baptismal service as well. We're just trying to find out whose pool we're going to. Yes. And we'll do it in summer, otherwise you're going to have a heated pool. All right. Okay. So I want to just give you one or two biblical examples of people that got dedicated to God. How many of you know in Genesis 22, Isaac was dedicated to the Lord? He was offered as a sacrifice, dedicated, when God required that. He didn't go through with it, but in his heart he did. But in Genesis 22:15, and the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, by myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son. Because he dedicated him, watch here, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. That from a simple act of dedicating. Come on, there's a gift at the end of this deal. You do understand that, don't you? Let's just take it a step further. And in your seed, all the nations of the earth will be blessed because you obeyed my voice. Amen. How many remember the mighty prophet Samuel? Samuel was an incredible prophet, one of the major prophets. And Samuel went and he anointed Saul and he anointed David. And Samuel was just, wow, out there. He was so used of God. God would speak to him. He'd hear clear instruction. Samuel was a mighty, mighty prophet of God. And look what he did in 1 Samuel 1. Hannah was a woman that was barren. She didn't have a child. And she cried out to God for a child. And she said, if you give me a child, I will dedicate him to you. Look at this. 1 Samuel 11, then she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life and no razor shall come upon his head. So she's saying, Lord, please bless me with a son, bless me with a child, and I will dedicate my child to the kingdom. That's Hannah. And guess what happens? She gets the baby. God blesses her with a son, and true to her word, she dedicates him to God. Now she takes him to the temple and she says, yeah, he was 5 years of age. She gives him to the high priest to raise him in the ways of God. And Samuel becomes one of the greatest prophets in biblical history. That's powerful stuff. From dedicating the message, look what he says here. Sorry, the Amplified says verse 27. For this child I prayed and the Lord has granted my petition made to him. Therefore, I have given him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is given to the Lord and they worship the Lord there. To dedicate your children is a godly thing to do. You dedicate your children, the blessings come on you, and you're dedicating your child to serve God, and you're dedicating yourself to raise your child in a godly fashion, to train the child up. So it's a two-part thing, really. It's a parent and it's the children. Amen. So it's a covenant you're making as a parent or the guardian of that child. It's a covenant that you're actually making with God. You're saying to God, because we're going to go through some stuff in a little while, you're saying to God, I'm going to raise this child the way you would have me raise him. He says in Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he will not depart from it. You're making a covenant with God to raise those children in a godly fashion. And up until that child can start choosing for himself, he's got no decision, no choice. It's up to you. You know, I used to be upset with my parents dragging me to church every Sunday, but I thank God they did. Amen. Do you understand? I thank God my parents drug me to church. I used to even joke about it and say I was like a drug addict. They drugged me to church. But you know what? Thank God they did. Even though I didn't like it at times. But thank God they showed me something. Can you say amen to that? Thank God. Don't you think by you bringing your children, yes, done nothing for their life. Oh, don't you believe that? Don't you believe by sending your children to a Christian school right now, there's opportunity if you need to, you can see us. But to a Christian school that's got values and godly values and brilliant teaching curriculum. Don't you think that that's not going to stand for their life for the rest of their lives? Amen. That's why I'm so grateful that we've got church and school. Amen. Get the word coming and get the word going. I love it. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. But who else was dedicated? What about Jesus? Jesus was dedicated. What picture? Can I have the picture up there, please? I don't have my little computer yet. There's a picture of Jesus being dedicated. But in Luke 2:21, let's see what's going to happen here. There's the picture. There's the message. We're going backwards. There's 28. Who knows where we're at? Luke 2:21. We got somewhere. Luke 2:21. You're messing with me today. Even though you're God's best gift, I'll take you down. I'd like to see Mark Simons in my office after service, please. Oh, Lord Jesus. It's okay to be happy. I'm so grateful to see a family that we have. You're a family. And do you realize you better get to love each other because you're going to spend eternity together. Eternity. And do you know that a lot of the times you are more family with the people here than your actual DNA family? Because if they reject Jesus, and I pray to God that you're praying that they receive Jesus. But if they reject him, they're not with you for eternity. But everyone here that's received Jesus is with you for eternity. And if you don't like the person next door to you where you're sitting right now, God will probably give you a house right next to theirs. And their dog will do their business on your lawn. It's okay to laugh. I know you're in church. Okay, let me get my... Okay, look at Luke 2:21. And when 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child Jesus, his name was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Now, when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were completed, they brought him to Jerusalem to present, to dedicate him to the Lord. Jesus was presented to the Lord. He was dedicated to the Lord, to God, his Father. Don't you think that we should be dedicated?
Yes.
Amen. I'm telling you, we dedicate ourselves to God. If you're old enough now, dedicate yourself.
Come on.
Let me just say this as well. All right. Now, I'm going to give you an out, so don't get upset with me for a minute. All right? But I want to tell you this. God did not authorize a state to raise your children.
Yes. That's good. Yes, sir.
God did not authorize daycare centers to raise your children. Now, I understand if you're a working mother and you can't and all that. I understand all of that. But I'm talking where it's supposed to be, where we are in a position. You're supposed to raise your children, not the daycare. And let me tell you another thing. God did not authorize the television to raise your children. How about God did not authorize the iPhone to raise the children? Oh, God, now you're treading on toes. God authorized us. And you've got to check what your children are doing on the iPhones and things like that. Amen? God authorized mothers and fathers and parents to raise the kids. Amen. Because no one can do it better than you. Amen. Now, like I said, if you're a single parent, listen, God will help you raise your children in a godly way, even on your own. Single parenting must be very, very difficult. Because my wife and myself have two children, and that's difficult enough. I mean, growing up through the age. No, I'm not. You know what I'm saying? You be quiet. All right, I've got three dogs. All right, they're all shih tzu. And boy, raising those things is a handful.
Oh, yeah.
But to raise my two kids with the diapers and the foods and the bottles and the appointments and all that kind of stuff, on my own, I don't know where I would be today. So there are single parents doing that. It's a huge responsibility. It's a massive job. And you need the presence and the help of God to raise those children. You better rely on God. You need to turn to God to help you raise those children. Amen. And listen, if you don't have custody of your children because of a divorce situation, God's forgiven you, you repent, you go to God, he forgives you, you move on. That's how God is, amen? But you still have certain authority over those kids, and you can be praying for them in the spiritual realm every single day of their lives. You can be commissioning angels, warring angels to surround them. You can pray the mind of Christ on those children. Even though you don't have custody of them, they may be in another state. You still have the authority as a parent.
Yes, amen.
The gift and calling of God is without repentance, Romans 29:11 says. The gifts and callings of God are without repentance. That means he's not giving you something, he's going to take it away from you.
No.
Amen. And so you still have the authority in the spiritual realm to command blessings on your children. Amen. So nobody's left out.
This is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We are a Word and Spirit Church, and not only do we believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, but we experience them as well. According to Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That means that you can build your faith for your miracle today. If you would like to attend a service with us, we will welcome you with the love of God and make you feel right at home. Service times are 10 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Wednesday evening, which also includes a youth service. We are located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie. That's in our Tradition Square Town Hall facility. God bless you and your loved ones as you keep the faith.
Now enrolling Synergy School.